a whirlwind since then. To obviously win the race was a massive achievement and a day that I'll remember for a long time. Hi, this is Shane Van Gisbergen from Trackhouse Racing, and you're on the road with Zane on WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and excited to have on the line as we look towards next year's racing season. Lots of races on the schedule to look forward to in 2024. None bigger to this city than the one won by this man, the reigning, undefeated, undisputed champion of the Chicago Street Race for NASCAR, behind the wheel this summer for Trackhouse Racing, racing in the Cup Series, and on the Xfinity side with Colic. Again, one of the most exciting drivers heading into next season, Shane Van Gisbergen, SVG. Welcome to WGN.
Yeah, hey, mate. Thanks for having me.
We got to bask in the glow a little bit. I know some time has passed, but what a way to meet the sport in the city, Chicago. I got to tell you, it'd been open to finding its way to welcome NASCAR and seeing like who would emerge as its local heroes. And here you came, right? An unexpected but perfect fit. So you got to tell us, since then, how much of, whether it's your life, your plans, your path, how much of that has changed in that moment here in Chicago?
Yeah, a fair bit. It was meant to be a one-off race, and it turned into two this year, and then obviously full-time next year. So it was a pretty awesome opportunity I got with Project 91 and Trackhouse to come and try out NASCAR in the Cup Series and in the new Chicago Street Race. And yeah, it was a whirlwind since then. To obviously win the race was a massive achievement and something that a day that I'll remember for a long time. And then, yeah, since then, life's changed. I've packed everything up and moved over here to the States, and yeah, got here this week, just adjusting to how it all works and trying to prepare myself as best as I can for the challenge next year.
You think about the big picture. I mean, do you think about that? Obviously, you come over personally. You want to be successful. You want to win races. You want to do things right. Do you, I'm sure people have brought it up to you, but do you see that bigger picture, just the diversity that you bring, you know, bringing in that different perspective, that driving style? There's been a lot of excitement about you, not only just, you know, what you've been able to do on the track, but what you kind of bring as in more to the sport.
Yeah, I guess so. And hopefully that helps. Like I got a lot to learn, and particularly oval racing, obviously it's something that I've never really done. So yeah, just hopefully I can settle in and learn, but I want to still do things different and in my way as well. So maybe my style will suit for some things, and then obviously a lot of things I'll have to adjust. But yeah, hopefully it keeps bringing some diversity to the sport and a point of difference from a driving point of view as well.
Transition to NASCAR, transition to America. So a good friend of the program has been on a bunch of times, Scott McLaughlin, immediate success in IndyCar after multiple supercar championships, not unlike yourself, right? What is it about, if there is anything, right? But is there anything about the supercar series that just lends itself to general success in racing in different series? Or is it Kiwis, right? Is it you guys? Or is there a bunch more guys like you ready to come over and dominate? What is it?
There's plenty of good people down there, but I guess you just kind of, you get stuck in your bubble here, you know, like there's a lot of people in NASCAR even that hadn't heard of me before I come over, and same in supercars, a lot of NASCAR drivers probably we hadn't heard of. Like it's just when you're in your own little bubble, you kind of get tunnel vision and don't look outside your box. And, you know, in our part of the world, we're pretty good down there. Our series is very competitive, and every year it gets stronger and stronger. And whenever you see someone branch out and go to some other series, they generally succeed. So yeah, I guess we've got a good grounding and a good competitive series to, you know, race against each other and get better. And when we go take on the world, we're ready to go.
Oh, definitely. There's absolutely no doubt. And as great as you've been, I mean, we know experience, there's no real substitute for it. Talk about the importance of running with colleague on the Xfinity series, maybe familiarity with NASCAR, with cars in general, maybe the tracks in general. What was the thought process and why the colleague team?
Well, I definitely want to be a Cup Series driver, and, you know, jumping straight in, I'd get thrown to the wolves pretty quick, and there's a chance you could get chewed up, spat out, just like that. So, yeah, I think it's a perfect opportunity. Trackhouse placed me with the colleague team. They have a good relationship, and yeah, I just think, you know, they've got great equipment and great people. And I went and met them yesterday, and just the preparation and how methodical they are with everything, it's going to really help me prepare. And for sure, there's going to be some difficult moments and growing pains, but certainly by the second half of the season, especially when we start returning to circuits for the second time. Hopefully I've sort of picked it up by then and can start pushing for good results.
For yourself, I mean, coming into Chicago, nobody had a frame of reference or experience with that track. Everybody kind of started at square one. At Indianapolis, what were your thoughts there? Did you sort of overachieve? I thought, you know, based on everybody had raced that track before, you know, it's not a super, super established one for decades, but people were familiar with it and had an idea how to do it. Were you surprised at how well you did, or was that pretty much business as usual for you?
No, that's what I hoped. I hoped to get another top 10. And, but yeah, I just didn't know where to fit in. And it's difficult there. There was only, I think, 15 minutes of practice, and then we were straight into qualifying. So not many laps to pick up the track. But yeah, once I was in the race, I sort of found my place and ran around that, you know, 8th to 10th spot. But yeah, I had some awesome racing, awesome battles with people, and it was just a cool experience.
It was super exciting. On the Cup Series, obviously you got to come back and defend your title here in Chicago, but you look at the other tracks, a lot of road courses make sense, but also including places like Talladega. Were you in on the choices for the tracks to run, or was it more kind of schedules or sponsors? I mean, what were the thought process there?
I guess it's just learning for that experience so that I'm ready, but I personally wouldn't have chosen Talladega. It's a little intimidating, but I got to go there at some point. And, you know, going there twice, I can learn the first time, just get a feeler, and then the second time try and push for a better result, I guess. But yeah, I think those tracks, they're part of NASCAR. You know, the super speedways are very tough races, and you can very easily get involved in a big crash. That's not your fault. So it's something I have to adapt to. It's something I've never thought of doing and never done before. It's very different to my normal style of racing. So I think those races will be the ones that take me the longest to be comfortable.
It's going to be exciting to see you, though, to do it. But talk a little bit about Trackhouse, Justin Marks, everybody over there blazing their own trail in a bunch of ways in racing. I mean, as we sit here today, any team would be excited to have SVG on the team. But talk a little bit about why you're happy there and just what a great fit it's been over there at Trackhouse.
Yeah, it's just been cool. Like, they made me feel so welcome from the start. Nothing's a problem. And yeah, obviously getting the result helped, but just how whenever you speak to Justin or Ty Norris, like, they're so forward thinking, you know, like the visions that they have for the future is really exciting. And yeah, I can just see myself being here for my whole career in NASCAR. Like, it's such a cool team, and everyone you speak to in the shops, you know, they've got a buzz and just super excited. So yeah, I can't wait to keep building up and become something great with this team.
Yeah, as we let you go, just a little bit about, yeah, I don't know if it's maybe sponsors or things leading up that you may do heading in to Chicago. It's going to be a totally different situation as opposed to being an unknown driver from far away. You'll be coming home as the reigning champion. What should we be looking out for? Are you going to come and do some different maybe appearances or signings? Maybe the pizza place commercials? Like, what should people be ready for?
Yeah, a bit of everything. And actually, my main sponsor is WeatherTech, which is Chicago-based.
So nice.
To have them along for the ride is really cool. I know the McNeil family from my time here in sports cars in America. And, you know, to have them back me on the journey is pretty special. And, yeah, hopefully we're going to have a good time and get some good results together. And to get one at that Chicago race again would be amazing.
It's going to be an exciting 2024, and in the middle of it and probably up near the top of the standings is going to be Shane Van Gisbergen. And so, Shane, as we let you go, social media wise, you know, for the team and for you personally, where can people go to keep up?
Yeah, so I think I'm on all the major social platforms here. I guess they're the same as Australia, but Instagram, Twitter, it's SVG97 is my main one. So yeah, come along.
Thanks again. Congratulations again and again. And look forward to the season. Thanks, Shane.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.